This is WSKG News. I'm Brett Jaspers. The legislature went about its business in Albany on Wednesday, despite the leadership crisis in the assembly. Lawmakers held the first in a series of public budget hearings. Meanwhile, several assembly members officially declared their candidacy to succeed Speaker Sheldon Silver, who will leave the office on Monday. Karen DeWitt has more.
The first of the legislature's hearings on Governor Cuomo's budget proposal began routinely enough. The topic was the environmental budget, and Assembly Ways and Means Committee Chair Denny Farrell introduced the Democratic members who were present.
I have with me Assemblyman Cusick, Assemblyman Dillon, Assemblywoman Glick, Assemblyman Otis.
What Farrell did not say is that among those names, none are the chair of the Assembly Environmental Committee. That key post remains vacant, a casualty of the leadership crisis that has engulfed the Assembly since Speaker Sheldon Silver was arrested and accused of running a multi-million-dollar kickback and bribery scheme on January 22nd. The former Environmental Committee Chair Robert Sweeney had retired, and the Speaker had not yet named a new chair. Now, with Silver agreeing to leave his post on Monday and an election called for a new speaker on February 10th, it will be several more weeks before that post is filled. Advocates for the environment say they will have to lobby for their issues differently in the coming weeks. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates says it's a concern. Assembly Democrats and environmental groups have traditionally been allies.
The House ideology has been very pro-environment and pro-clean air, pro-clean water, and pro-a more healthy population. So it's been a good spot, I think, for issues to go forward.
Iwanowitz has worked inside of the government. For a time, he was even head of the state's Environmental Conservation Agency. He says the lack of a committee chair and the absence of a strong leader like Speaker Silver to guide policy has initially inspired more rank-and-file members to try to master the issues.
It's the first time, I think, in my memory of covering this for 20 years, where you had a hearing where members were jockeying for seats. There weren't enough seats on the dais to fit all the members.
He says his group is going to be more active lobbying individual assembly members, even ones who aren't on the committee. One of those assembly members who came to the hearing is Keith Wright of Manhattan. He says he's relieved after all of the wrangling over the leadership changes in the past few days to be doing something normal like attending a budget meeting.
We are back to work, and it actually feels really, really good to sit in a Ways and Means hearing talking about environmental protections.
Assemblyman Wright is also vying to replace Speaker Silver. Wright is head of the Manhattan Democratic Party, and he was a statewide Democratic Committee co-chair chosen by Governor Cuomo. He says he thinks it's important that the Speaker be from New York City.
Historically, it is a New York City position. Go back 40, 50, 60 years, the Speaker has always come from one of the five boroughs, and I do expect that to carry on.
Wright faces competition from several others, including Assemblywoman Kathy Nolan of Queens, who formally announced her candidacy. Nolan says in a statement that a female Speaker of the Assembly would end a culture that has led to several recent sexual harassment scandals. Assemblyman Carl Heastie of the Bronx also declared his candidacy, saying he would enact a number of unspecified reforms to increase transparency and accountability. Assemblyman Joe Lentol of Brooklyn has already expressed interest, and Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli, who will serve as acting speaker until the elections are held, is also known to be interested in the job, though Morelli was reluctant to immediately announce his plans publicly.
Today is not the day to make an announcement.
Morelli from Rochester would be the only upstate candidate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.